This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Democratic lawmakers in Congress will take a big step this week in the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Members of the House Intelligence Committee are getting a chance to review the report before it's sent to the Judiciary Committee for Wednesday's landmark hearing. White House counsel Pat Cipollone, who calls the inquiry baseless and highly partisan, has declined an invitation for the president's counsel to appear at the hearing. Wednesday's hearing is expected to convene legal experts whose testimony, along with the report from the Intelligence Committee, could lay the groundwork for possible articles of impeachment, which the Judiciary Committee is expected to draw up soon. Mike Hempen, Washington.
President Trump says U.S. legislation backing protesters in Hong Kong did not make trade negotiations with China easier, but adds he believes Beijing still wants a deal with the United States. In retaliation, AP's Ken Moritsuga reports China is taking action against the U.S.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry announced that it would suspend any visits by U.S. Navy ships to Hong Kong, to the Hong Kong port, and it would also put some kind of sanctions on various American pro-democracy organizations and human rights organizations.
That's AP's Ken Moritsuga. Also on Monday, President Trump is accusing Brazil and Argentina of hurting U.S. farmers through currency manipulation and says he'll slap tariffs on their steel and aluminum imports.
They devalued their currency very substantially by 10%. Argentina also. And I gave them a big break on tariffs, but now I'm taking that break off.
Brazil's president and admirer of Mr. Trump is calling for talks on the issue. U.S. stock indexes are down nearly 1% in afternoon trading. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.